everybody. Here we go for another episode of Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with, let's see, who is it? Meredith Locker. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm good. You haven't forgotten me already, Cal, have you?
Oh, man. Every day I've got you written down here on the screen in front of me so I don't revert to my old days here.
I know. Now you want to start calling me Marlo Thomas because this is your new thing.
That's right, because you're that girl. You're the hypno that girl.
All right.
Oh, man, I'm so excited because, hey, you guys who are watching this video, right below this, I've got my computer monitors, and we're running a streaming live video as we record this out to the members of our HypnoSpace. So I'll be looking down here, hoping to catch any questions from the group, and Celeste will be doing that too. We're not letting them broadcast audio and video because it would just get too chaotic, but they can type questions in, and they can watch Meredith and me on a live video feed right through our hypnospace.com. Well, all right. Hey, guess what I did today? Before I came into work, I did a 30-mile bike ride with one of my buddies, one of my secret project buddies. He's so excited. He's amazed at how much energy he has. He's only started riding bicycle, road bike with me like about a month ago, and already he's doing 30-mile rides. He's lost 17 pounds. He's very excited. You been doing any exercise lately there, Meredith?
I've been doing yoga, Cal.
Oh, that sounds really hard.
It is. I dare you to try to take a class.
Do you yoga up to a sweat and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, there's really high impact yoga, lots of power yoga that you can go do, but there's lots of different kinds.
Oh, okay. Good. Hey, if someone wants to know about the secret project to lose weight, get more energy, feel healthier, and make some extra money, would that be all right if they emailed you?
Yes, already people have been, and I'm really excited to get those emails. Please do email me, Meredith, at yourpathhypnosis.com.
Yep, and we'll give you a call and spill the beans. Mine is calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com. All right. Hey, guess what, everybody? I'm a wild and crazy guy for the next couple of weeks because I'm all home alone. Maureen is off to Singapore and visiting family and doing some business over there and stuff. And I'm going to wish her Happy Mother's Day, Maureen. And in case my mom's watching, Happy Mother's Day on Sunday. How about you, Celeste? What you been up to?
Meredith!
Oh, I did it! I think I'm going to have to do that for every show.
I think you cursed yourself.
Oh, man. Meredith. So, you do anything for Mother's Day or anything?
Yes, absolutely. My mom's traveling right now. She's going to get back late Saturday night just in time for Mother's Day. So we're just going to have a mellow day. I think I'm actually going to cook for her. I don't know if that's a nice thing or not. But we're just going to have a mellow day together, spend time with each other, probably get out in the sunshine a little bit. I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool. Are you a good cook?
I can be an excellent cook.
What do you like to cook?
Healthy things. I like sauces, but light sauces. I like a lot of flavor in my food with lots of vegetables, garlic. Mm. So
yum.
Good. Making me hungry.
Do you feed that stuff to Tripod?
I actually do. Not the garlic part, but yeah, he loves. And, by the way, he's Tripod Plus right now. He's actually using the leg periodically.
Good. All right. Let's see. I got a couple announcements before we get rolling here. I want to mention that the NGH-approved Banyan certification course, the super certification course, the 5-path and 7-path, I got a couple of them coming up. I got one in July and one in November. And if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you got to go there now because we're going to have lots of texts and supporting material and cool links right below this video. And so if you're watching it somewhere else like YouTube, go to calbanyan.com and get all the links and stuff like that. Because I'm going to put a link right down there where you can find out about my certification courses. Another cool course that's coming up. I was talking to my friend James Ramey, and he's the ultimate expert on ultra depth. And he's got a course. He's got two courses coming up, one in June and one in November. And I've got some links right below here to his course information. And I've arranged for you to get a significant tuition discount. So go down to the links right below and find out if you qualify. And you got to do it quick because it's time sensitive. I've also got NGH at the NGH pre-convention. That's the days before the convention. A great course, and that's our Seven Path Teachers Certification course, so that people can teach Seven Path. Not everybody has been trained in Seven Path yet. A lot of people who are grads, some of them have just taken our DVD course, which is Five Path only, or they've been through some of our shorter courses at the NGH, which are Five Path only, and they've been saying, Cal, please put together a Seven Path Teachers course. And so I've done it. And so go there, find out the information. It really is a great value. We teach the course to classes and groups and also to our clients. Classes, we teach it. See, tuition ranges between $100 and $150 a student. So you can see, even after you've taught a few students, you're going to be, you know, in the black as far as the cost of the course goes. Great value. Let's see, what else? Meredith, you got any announcements you want to make before I go on?
You know, I actually want to thank somebody just publicly here on the podcast. I know that you know Jessica Karras. She is the winner of the Five Path Award from this last year. And, you know, I just am always impressed with her posts on the Yahoo group that I follow mostly, which is the Five Path group. And, you know, I put my questions out to her periodically, and I get these beautiful long answers. And I know she works so hard to answer everybody's questions. I just want to kind of give a little love to her right now. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica. You know, we do that every year at the NGH convention, the night before the convention. We get together all of our grads. We have like a Five Pathers reunion, class reunion, and we get together and we hold up and the people that really are contributing to the profession. We've done, in addition to Five Pathers, we've done the Lifetime Achievement Award for people like Jerry Kine at our group. Also, let me think about who else. Just a number of people, and that we say thank you. Scott Giles and Jerry Valley we've had as guests of honor, and we give them the Five Pathers Lifetime Achievement Award. And it really does feel good. Thanks for thinking of that, Meredith.
You're welcome.
Hey, I want to talk about a little bit. Congratulations to all the members of our HypnoSpace. With your help, you're getting the word out. We've just reached 200 members. And, you know, that's really cool. We're rebuilding. We used to be 800 members before we switched over to the new software, and we've had to start all over again, getting everybody back into the groove of what's going on. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes to talk about our HypnoSpace. It's really about community, and I'll give a link down below, of course, so you can go right there. Some of the cool stuff that's going on is we have a new off-topic group. You know, 99% of the stuff we talk about is hypnosis, NLP, hypnotherapy, all that kind of stuff. But I started a off-topic, strange, and fun group, and I've started a thread there, or a topic thread, they call it, about the imperfect history of medicine. And because of my good friend Clint, he sent me some cool stuff, and I've got some videos up there, not videos, graphics and comments about some of the things the wacky history of medicine has done. And also I thank Robert Bigdowski. He's got a great little thread going on the Ganzfeld experience. So it's going to have some fun there. Some of the most popular groups on our HypnoSpace are hypnosis scripts. We've got some free hypnosis scripts there. There's also the Five Path Worldwide Support Group, and that's for people who are, you know, certified in Five Path, and then there's the Five Path Curious. Anyone can join that group. We have the Marketing Hypnosis Group, so that people can learn about ways to, get more clients. And we've got Hypnosis for Weight Management, and of course our Ask Cal Questions for the Show group, and Meredith is going to have some questions from that source very quickly on the show. I also want to mention that we have some new audios that have been posted on there. They're free audio seminars by well-known people in the profession. There's one that's a free NLP seminar. One is really cool, Scott Giles did with me, and it's Hypnosis and Christians. You know, what Christians are open to doing hypnosis and which ones are not, and how do you talk to Christians that are, you know, hypno-curious about what they should do. There's also a great seminar on how to write hypnosis scripts. There's one on the parts therapy and how to market and build your your business. So it's all right there just waiting for you. I've got a brand new group. It's my hottest topic. I've written a couple times about it in the past, and it has to do with, I don't mean this in any negative way, but when you go to most hypnosis functions in the United States, it's like going to a white people's convention. And, I'll bet you, of the people that are there from the United States, 98% of the people are white. And I think that our profession needs to do a better job of reaching out to the other races, the black, Hispanic, Asian. And there are, you do see these different ethnic groups and racial groups at the convention, but a lot of them are from other countries. And, since it's the largest hypnosis convention in the world, members in 65 countries you do, but I really want to promote reaching out to different races and different social groups in an organized way. So I've started a new group on our HypnoSpace, and I really invite everybody to contribute, because the more people we can get involved in the profession, the better the profession's going to be. I think that's enough for now. We've got a lot to cover. In our next episode, I've got some hypno news articles I want to give you some links to, science-based evidence for hypnosis treatment in bulimia. I also have something about being useful for treating pain in children. Also, Mandy Moore, whoever she is. I'm just not hip enough to know who that is, but evidently she's pretty big.
She's a singer and an actress, Cal.
Singer and actress. Using hypnosis so that she can perform. And I even have a link for you about alien abduction and age regression and stuff like that. I'm an X-Files fan. I want to believe, don't you? All right. So, let's start switching over to some of the questions we have. Let's give the people who are live with us right now online kind of some priority and see if we can whip through some of their questions. Meredith, can you kind of read them to me?
Yeah, absolutely. Sid Acker's online there with us, and he wants to know, can you explain the difference between SPE and SSE?
Okay, so we have ISEs, SPEs, and SSEs. ISE is these are terms regarding age regression. And when we take people back in time, we say there's a feeling inside you don't like, has everything to do with why you came here today, and we have them follow it back to an earlier time they felt that way. And that's going to be an SSE. And we keep going back until we find the ISE. And SSE stands for, you got that one for us, Meredith?
Now I'm blanking out. Help, Cal.
How about ISE?
The initial sensitizing event and the subsequent sensitizing event. There we go.
And SPE.
The symptom producing event.
That's right. Caught you off guard. See, a couple episodes ago, you were getting at me because I was reading this stuff. Okay. ISE is initial sensitizing event. It's the event in which the erroneous idea and or emotion started that's really generating the problem. All of the events after that are subsequent sensitizing events. And what these do is pretty much reinforce the feeling or the cognitive behavior, the thought. What's the difference between an SPE and an SSE? An SPE is a symptom-producing event. For example, let's say someone was a little bit, fearful around in social situations. Now, there was an event that started that. That's the ISE. And then there is all the subsequent sensitizing events, things that reinforce that feeling. But the person might have come in for stop smoking. So there was a time when after the ISE, there was an event where the person decided to start smoking in order to maybe fit in and feel more comfortable in a social environment. And so the day they started smoking to handle the emotion or in response to the erroneous belief, that's the symptom-producing event. We also see this, for example, with marijuana use or alcohol use, this kind of thing. A person will eventually have one day. They've been anxious all their lives. Maybe it started when they were two. That was ISC. And then many SSCs. And then maybe when they're like 17, 18 years old, maybe younger, maybe older, they find out that drinking enough alcohol puts them at ease in social situations. And that event is the symptom-producing event. Anything to add to that, Meredith?
You know, I just think that it's really important to note that you have to really cover all of these different, you know, the ISC, the SSC, and the SPE when you're working through the different experiences, when you're working back to the now in the age regression. You know, if you skip significant ones, then you're going to have a lot of trouble, actually. I mean, some of the SSEs, you don't always have to cover every single one, as long as you're taking the most important ones and you're weeding out ones that seem kind of duplicative. But you want to cover the most significant SSEs, absolutely. You always want to cover the ISE, and you always want to cover the SPE.
Cool. All right. Any more questions for me?
Yes. So Sid also wants to know, what benefits will we receive from taking the upcoming 7th Path teacher training?
Okay, I talked a little bit about 7th Path in a previous episode, but this is the deal. There's people out there who are, we have like a CD set to start learning 7th Path. And 7th Path consists of 9 recognitions, which are specific hypnotic suggestions you give yourself that resonate with different issues, and they really allow you to do what 5-Path does for an individual, but in the privacy of your own mind. And the basic 5 or the first 5 recognitions, and people are learning that through CD, and then they want to teach it to their clients, but they're not trained to do that. And so at the 7-Path training that we're going to do at the NGH convention, which is also included in all of our certification courses and Week of Power courses, is we're going to teach you how to teach 7-Path to individuals who are clients and to classes, and you'll be licensed to do that. It's a trademark process, and you really need to be trained and licensed to do that. And in addition to that, you're going to actually go through receiving all 9 recognitions in the full form. It's going to be a personally transformational experience. Not only are you going to be able to experience all 9 recognitions for yourself, learn how to teach them, but there's some special stuff that I do when I'm working with people with 7-Path, which really facilitate rapid change, and I will be modeling that in the classroom, and that's what you're going to get. Meredith, can you kind of talk a little bit about what that's like learning 7-Path? I know you did it with a regular course mixed in with 5-Path, but maybe you can talk a moment about just learning 7-Path.
Yeah, well, gosh. Personally, it affected me in huge ways. I practice 7th Path every single day, and I'll tell you what, if I don't practice it for any reason, for even just one day, or for a couple days, if I get too busy and I just kind of put it off and get to the point where, you know, it's time to go to bed and I haven't gotten to it yet, I feel a huge difference in the way I'm able to deal with the world, my life, the pressures of the world, and my clients. And so I consider it to be spiritual hygiene and something that I need to do to keep myself strong and keep myself kind of my best so that I can work best with my clients and be the best I can be with my family and with my friends and in my life in general. But, you know, as far as in my practice goes, it's huge. It's a tool that you can teach to your clients so that they can take something with them after they leave. And you know, the truth is, we're going to create a lot of change for people in a 5-Path process, you know, or in a general hypnosis process, but we have lots of troubles, lots of new things that come up in life, and lots of different things that maybe we don't focus on in a hypnosis process with a hypnotherapist. And so this allows them, 7th Path allows them to continue to practice and to get some clarity and some help with other issues that you may not have even touched on in your initial process with that client. Does that make sense, Cal?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Can you tell me a little bit of what it was like to be in class learning that stuff?
Yes. Wow, it was powerful. It was definitely unexpected. I really didn't understand what Seventh Path was at all when I went into the program. So I was a little taken aback by it. At first, I was thinking, really, we're learning this? But I loved it, and it was very powerful in a group setting. The effect that you get from Seventh Path is amplified when you practice in a group setting, and so you go through, gosh, all kinds of experiences in your mind as you're practicing in that group setting. And for me, you know, it resolved all kinds of issues. One thing that it resolved for me, I used to always be cold, and you know, we talked about it later, and it kind of seems like it makes sense that my circulatory system was kind of clamped down. And in processing it in class, we found out that started when I was very little. And so we, by doing Seventh Path and then processing it in class, we kind of did a indirect age regression really on me, and allowed me to kind of put aside and let go of some fear that came from a fight that I witnessed when I was very young that my parents were engaging in. And once we worked through this with the Seventh Path and with the discussion afterwards, I'm not cold anymore. I blow my family away with the fact that I don't typically need sweaters anymore. And I was the one who was always afraid of being cold, because once I got cold, I couldn't get warm again. So I had huge physical changes and emotional changes from practicing Seventh Path within the class.
Cool. Thank you very, very much. Hey, do we have any more questions from the online guys?
We do. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. This is from Sydney King, and it's, what are the signs to switch age regression techniques? So when would you want to switch? I assume that Sydney means to a different bridge.
Oh, okay. Now, the king of age regression bridges is really affect bridge, because affect, it means emotion. It's to bridge off the emotion, because emotion is pure energy. And so if we... for some reason start off another kind of bridge, for example, somatic bridge, symptom bridge, cognitive bridge. As soon as we take them back to the first ISE that we come to, we ask the fantastic five questions. What's happening? How old are you? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And is it familiar or new? As soon as we have them ask them what are they feeling, then we have them focus on that feeling, and we switch to affect bridge, because affect bridge is the most reliable of all of the type of bridges. Good. I'm going to try to be really quick and try to get a bunch of these answered.
Okay, you ready for another one?
Yep.
How to create a backup plan for age regression, and what would it be?
Backup plan for age regression. If I'm doing five path with someone, they're going to do age regression, or I won't work with them. I've never found a reason why I wouldn't be able to do that unless they just said, I am unwilling to go there. And then what I would do is I would switch to Seven Path. I says, how would you like to do all this work in the privacy of your own mind? And then teach them Seven Path, and each session give them another recognition. And really, recognition one, the first recognition does what phase one does, and recognition, Seven Path recognition number two and three does what age regression does, and recognition number four in the short and full forms do what phase three and four, forgiveness of self and forgiveness of others, do. So I would do one of those two things.
Great. And you know, actually, Cal, you've talked about that it really doesn't matter if, you know, the best case scenario is for a client to be in, you know, the threshold of somnambulism or profound somnambulism, and to be revivifying the different, you know, experiences they go to, the SSEs and the ISE. But you have said that it really doesn't matter. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because the mind doesn't know the difference.
It doesn't matter what?
It doesn't really matter if they're not revivifying it completely versus, you know, maybe remembering it and going through it from memory. You can still affect change.
Okay, that I think is a misunderstanding. It matters a lot. When people revivify, revivify means to relive, and true age regression means reliving. But they don't have to have like a holodeck experience of the mind. I mean, where it's like they're walking, like it's every taste, smell, sound, feeling is there 100%, like they are in the normal everyday living. What I care about is that they're revivifying enough to tell me what is happening, and that they're experiencing it in the present tense, not remembering. They must also be experiencing what they thought at that time and what they're feeling at that time. That makes a big difference to me. So if they're unable to do that, then I will switch over to Seventh Path. Now, it's possible. I have a lot of little techniques, tricks and techniques that I can use, and they're really shown in our DVD series on Five Path on how to get someone who is in hypermnesia, which just means improved memory as a result of hypnosis, into revivification. And maybe we can do a podcast on that, you know, the 10 top tips, tricks, and techniques for successful age regression or something like that in the future.
Beautiful. How are we doing on time, Cal?
Is there anything else that the live people have asked?
Yes, I'm asking for clarification on one of them, so I'll have to wait a minute for that. But I have a question. What age regression techniques are best to use with what issue? I suppose as far as the bridges, would there be certain bridges that are better for certain issues?
I always go for affect bridge. It doesn't really matter. Theoretically, if I had someone in that was coming in for a compulsive thought, like they just keep thinking the same thing over and over again, or a compulsive behavior or an obsession, I'd have them focus on that thought, that obsession, that behavior, and then follow it back to an earlier time when they did that. And then as we move back, as soon as I can, I'd switch over again to the affect bridge. I say, you know, what's happening? How old are you? What are you thinking and what are you feeling? And as soon as I get that emotional connection, I'm going to switch over to affect bridge. Okay. Hey, we just got that one question that was emailed in today. Do you have that one?
I do.
Can you kind of read that and I'll see if I can answer that real quickly?
Yes. And so this is from Randy, and Randy says, you may or may not remember my prior emails a few months ago about working with a meth addict. Everyone cautioned me about checking with state laws, working with drug addicts and addictions, and I did that. Colorado is one of the few states with very liberal laws and regulations about working with drug addicts and addictions. All I have to do is to be listed on the state grievance board database so that formal complaints can be filed against me if necessary. No special training or education required. They call it an unlicensed psychotherapist. I did Five Path with this addict of 20 years, and she is a new woman. It has been about 2.5 to 3 months now, and she is proclaiming me and hypnosis as her lifesaver to anyone who will listen. She's talked with the local police department, who knew her as a druggie, the drug task force in Denver, and other officials who will listen to her story. She's trying to help other addicts who want to get clean but can't come up with the thousands and thousands of dollars that the inpatient 30-day programs want. I just finished Five Path with her daughter-in-law last week, and she's doing well too so far. And I just started Seventh Path with both of them before the daughter-in-law left for home a week ago. She lives 8 hours from where I do and took a week's vacation to come up here to do Five Path with me. Mom's son is 18 and in jail for youth offenders here in Colorado, and while visiting her son, told her story to her son's parole probation officer. He listened to her story and was very impressed and wanted more information about hypnosis and Five Path. We had a conference call this past Monday, and I informed him very briefly about Five Path and Seventh Path and what I do, and told him that I'd like to send him my card and brochure. He said he'd love to get it and would present it to his boss to see about funding for me to come up. I'd like your input and suggestions on what to send to him. I was thinking about proposing to go do an all-day Seventh Path training class, but of course he has no idea what Seventh Path or Five Path even is. I think I mentioned Seventh Path as being self-hypnosis, self-improvement program, but that's about all I said about it. I need your help and advice with dealing with that. Do you want to answer that first, and then I'll go into the next ones?
All right, Randy. Yeah, first of all, I want to congratulate you on being a Hypno 1%er. you know, people take my classes because they say, I want to be a Hypno 1%er. And I say, well, okay, this class, you know, our certification course and our Week of Power was designed to create 1%ers. But you're not a 1%er until you do the work and really understand what I teach and implement it. And so here are just a couple things. I'm going to put some links right down below this video to some specific articles and pieces of information that I've got set up on 5-path.com, so 5-path.com, hypnosiscenter.com, and let me see, I think I have another one, banyanhypnosiscenter.com, and you can choose from those articles. Some are very short, like on banyanhypnosiscenter.com, it's one that's really set up for clients, so they can read it and see what 5-path is. And then there's a 5-path overview, which goes into a lot more detail. And also, there's a free articles section on hypnosis.org that has many different articles also. And with regard to 7-path, tell them that it's a mind-body-spirit approach to doing self-hypnosis that really has both a spiritual approach, if the person has a spiritual quality of their life, and also an emotional aspect, because we believe that these problems always have some kind of emotional root in fear, guilt, anger, these kinds of things. Okay, that's it. I think that's all we have time for. As you guys know, we're doing this special streaming edition, and we're going to record 4 podcasts in a row. And so you guys that are online, stay online. If you got more questions, you can certainly type them in, and we'd be happy to bring them up. We've also got many questions that we're going to talk about in these next few episodes. And then these 4 episodes, as usual, will be released once a week as Taylor gets them all edited and ready for publication. That's it. You want to wrap it up there, Meredith?
Yes, thanks for tuning in. I'm so excited about this live web streaming. Thank you for all of the people that are tuned in there, checking into that chat room. If you haven't gotten a chance to do it this time, definitely do it. I'm sure we'll be doing this again, right, Cal? Thanks for tuning in. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Cal Banyan at hypnosis.org. No, that didn't sound like, an email. Website is hypnosis.org, hypnosiscenter.com. Make sure you check out Banyan Hypnosis Mall, and of course, the coolest project in the world, ourhypnospace.com, where you can have a blog, you can place videos and all that good stuff. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.